We design programming that really fits within the culture of a company. We spend a lot of time up front trying to determine what people's goals and objectives are, what initiatives they have going on.
You could have great employees, but if the leadership's not bought in, the culture can change. It won't work.
It really is the leader who sets the standard. We work hard. You know, we want people to have these restorative breaks, have a little fun, you know, and have that be part of our culture. One of the best ways to make other people happy is to be happy yourself. Most times when somebody's bringing it to the leader, they're dismissive when they hear the word fun, right? We call them restorative breaks. You know, people need it. Our bodies and minds require these restorative breaks. We're not designed to sit down and work for 8 hours a day.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm your host today, Ben Albert, and on 15 Minute Friday, we bring out the most actionable tips in 15 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so we'll get right into it. Today, I have Nick Giannoulis on the line here. He is the godfather of fun. He is the founder and managing partner at the Fun Department, a consulting and training company that has been featured on CNN, BBC News, Washington Post, TEDx, and numerous media outlets. His clients range everywhere from Fortune 100 companies to small businesses with just a handful of employees looking to have some fun. So, Nick, godfather of fun, welcome to the show, man. Excited for this.
Great. Thanks for having me, Ben. Glad to meet you.
I only gave the quick intro bio. What did we miss that maybe isn't in that blurb about you?
Yeah, well, there is something actually in the blurb, and it's the godfather of fun, right? Mm-hmm. I want to clarify because that can scare some people, right? I'm not the bang, bang, shoot them up like Italian type. That really is a fun fact from my 20s. I won a James Brown dance competition at a beach bar in Dewey Beach. And I was crowned the godfather of soul. So the godfather was my nickname for years. And then when I started the company, the Fun Department, everybody says, well, you got to be the godfather. So a little fun fact that should ease everybody's mind. I'm not a bad guy. So
I love it. So you're a dancer?
Well, so the really funny part about that whole story is I really am not a good dancer. But that night and Liquid Courage, whatever was going on, it must have worked, you know, so I had the crown and the cape and the whole thing.
Looking good. So to set the standard, I always ask my guests to bring a quote or a tweetable or something to get us kicked off with. What did you bring for us today, Nick?
Wow. So, you know, a couple things come to mind. I'm going to give you a really short one that I just think is fun. Laughter is an instant vacation. Right. So that's Milton Berle, and Milton Berle's long past, but, you know, a funny guy, a comedian. And I just think it's so appropriate. I think of, you know, laughter and vacation kind of in the same, you know, same realm. And you can treat yourself to that, you know, at any time. But the one I think today is more relevant and I relate to a lot is that one of the best ways to make other people happy is to be happy yourself. So I think modeling that, and that's I won't take credit for that. That's Gretchen Rubin, who wrote The Happiness Project, and she's a, you know, famous author and speaker, Yale grad, really sharp individual. And I believe it to be so true because you really do, you know, model the behavior. And I think that's really what makes the difference. You know, it's a choice. You can be Tigger or Eeyore, and I'm always going to choose Tigger.
Yes, we don't need an Eeyore.
Right.
So you're going in to like Fortune 100 companies and bringing laughter and happiness. What does that look like?
Yeah, so we really take a different approach to team building, traditional team building. We design programming that really fits within the culture of a company. So we spend a lot of time up front trying to determine what people's goals and objectives are, what initiatives they have going on, and what their culture is, what their people are. And then we'll design programming, some virtual, it could be some live, that is consistent throughout the year, and it really helps establish this culture of fun and levity in the workplace. But it has to be where leadership is on board, right? Where leadership is on board, we're 100% successful. If we've got to fight it from the bottom up and it's a bad culture and people don't, you know, appreciate fun, it's a much rougher road. So we kind of insist on it. The number one law of fun is leadership buy-in.
Talk a little bit about that. So you could have great employees, but if the leadership's not bought in, the culture can change. It won't work.
Yeah, it always starts at the top, right? So no matter what's going on, whether it's a company or family or the government, you know, it doesn't really matter. So it really is the leader who sets the standard. And in particular, where fun is the case, it's almost permission to play, right? Because it's counterintuitive. Oh, we should be having fun at work, right? Like most people are afraid. They think they might, you know, somehow lose their job or get in trouble. But certainly if leadership says, you know what, we work hard, you know, we want people to have these restorative breaks, have a little fun, you know, and have that be part of our culture. It just allows everybody then to, you know, kind of ease into it. And what we do is we design very simple things that are easy to implement. We're not talking about big production. A lot of our best customers that have learned how to do a lot of these things themselves. So we only handle the bigger production type items, things that are outside of their scope. Otherwise, we encourage and teach them to do these, you know, little things repetitively throughout the year.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about both of that. So first, bigger production. Right. What do you mean by that? Well, what's an example of a big production fun off, we'll call it?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of people can relate to the annual holiday party, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's been going on for years, and companies spend a fortune and they have planning committees. They usually do it on weekends, which we don't recommend. But it's kind of a big deal and they think that that is fun. And I'm not saying it's not fun, but if you're banking on motivating and appreciating your employees on one big event on a weekend a year during a stressful time of year,
yeah.
I don't think that's your best, you know, use of time and money. So what we do is we say, forget about the annual holiday party. You can do something on a, you know, a day leading up to a holiday, and maybe have something in the office that's small, half hour, you know, hour time frame to do some celebration. But do things consistently throughout the year. And when I say low production, I'm not talking about bringing in vendors and food and, you know, things. I'm talking about our sweet spot is 5 to 30 minute activities that are designed just to be restorative breaks, fit within, you know, a reasonable amount of time. So there's not major business interruption. And again, that are easy to implement. So we usually have an ambassador that we work with within a company who kind of helps implement, or we just come in and do it. You know, we'll come in and do it, or we're doing it virtually with the client, right? So, you know, they can dial in and we can have, you know, 15 to 30 minutes of, you know, fun stuff. And always at the end, we encourage there to be something actionable, some kind of challenge that we give people, like, you know, to connect with one another and do something. And you know, so it's not just, you know, a lesson for the day. It's something fun that they can continue to do and build on throughout the year.
Yeah, I love this. And obviously, I can have you and your team come in and do this for me. But not every single listener is the business owner themselves. There's a lot of entrepreneurs, business development, intrapreneurs that listen to the show. Maybe they want to come to leadership. Maybe they're part of leadership and they want to come with some ideas. What are some easy ideas that you seem to people? There seem to be a high buy-in. It goes over well when I come. I can go bring this to my leadership team, and they're like, "Yeah, we can do that."
Right, right. Well, I always encourage people to start off with some facts, right? Because there's, you know, there's white papers and there's all kinds of data that supports the value of fun in the workplace. There's a very recent article I just saw in Inc. today about, you know, how much it adds to productivity, but it can, you know, reduce stress and increase creativity, increase retention. I mean, there's all kinds of data out there, because most times when somebody's bringing it to the leader, they're dismissive when they hear the word fun, right? Mm-hmm. You can audit, and when you can say, you know, it has an ROI, right? That you know, this is going to be good for our business and good for our people. They're much more willing to listen, right? So that's, I encourage that to happen first. And we also ask clients specifically, what are you trying to drive? Is it engagement? Do you have low engagement scores? Like what is it? What's the KPI, you know, that you're trying to influence? And once we know those things, we can design some programming. But again, it's simple, you know, things. And I give, you know, some examples of things that are so simple that you just have to try them. And one is, and it's totally free, before a meeting, because most meetings, you know, you're in and out of meetings all the time and are relatively boring. And so, you know, play a 2-minute video, you know, just take it off of YouTube, Google, you know, funny leadership, you know, videos, and there'll be a host of things that come up, and any subject you can think of, or it could be just a funny TED talk. It could be, you know, any kind of, could be something off of TikTok, you know, like just something short and sweet that relates to your subject of the day, right? So maybe you've got, maybe it is about leadership and that's the subject, but it allows people to just be at ease, open their minds to some creativity if you start with something fun, right? And get them working together and collaborating when you lead with fun. So that's something that's so easy. You know, I just encourage people to try it. And you don't have to be a facilitator. You don't have to be a funny person. Yeah. I'm not the person within our company. You know, like I do keynotes and stuff like that, but it's not my main thing, right? I'm more into the creative process, but we have very talented people who are those people who can go in and facilitate fun. But you don't have to be that person to have fun at work. You just, you know, again, lower production things that, you know, are easy to implement.
Yeah. I don't have to be a stand-up comedian, but right? We do have the beauty that we can jump on YouTube and pull up a video of a stand-up comedian, put on maybe a clip of The Office or something, right?
Wait, right. So yeah, it's really, you know, really easy things. And there's some games that are, you know, just, you know, easy to do, and inexpensive, and, you know, just fun things. So we call them restorative breaks. You know, people need it, where bodies and minds require these restorative breaks. We're not designed to sit down and work for 8 hours a day. I mean, I don't know about your attention deficit, but I can't sit for more than a couple hours of time without getting up and doing something. Even if it's like go out and step outside, mm-hmm. smell the fresh air, just, you know, let your mind relax for a little bit. That's fun. That could be something that's fun for someone. You love the outdoors, you know, take advantage of it, right?
And you just said it, it's restorative. I love that reframe. That I know personally, like I'm a workaholic, and I would work for companies and people would go out and like have chicken wings on lunch and go and do all, I would like sit at my office place and work straight through my hour long break. Where am I having that restoration? I think a lot of people might be lacking that restoration, and it's not taking a break as in like an inefficiency that I'm stepping away. It actually restores you and makes you a better worker once you come back, right?
It really does. And especially when you're doing it with your colleagues, right? Like people that you're working with, because you're, you know, then you're working on relationships and you're working on collaboration and, you know, cooperation and, you know, diversity, getting, you know, just getting in contact with other people is so important. I mean, it really has a lot of benefits. If you ask, you know, a lot of surveys say, what's the most important thing to an employee? And a lot of them will report having a friend at work. So wow. Anytime we can facilitate that to happen, you know, we encourage people who are in different departments to get together, who are out, you know, if you're in a clique, a work clique, you know, we're going to try to re-engineer that group, you know, and put you on a different team. And, you know, get you to meet some other people who you might not have had an opportunity to meet, even after working, you know, 20, 30 years sometimes.
Hey, and we've got sunshine the day we're recording this. I'm about to go take a walk. I encourage everybody to do that as well. This is coming out in the middle of spring, summer. Before we take that walk, two things. First, how do I continue to learn from you in the fun department? Where should I go? What should I do?
So, you know, our website is a great source. It's thefundept.com, thefundept.com. If you spell out department, you'll get a share impersonator. So I'm just warning you, thefundept.com. And you can always reach me directly at nick@thefundept.com. And I'd be happy to, you know, chat, set up a time to, you know, chat and share what I've learned over these years.
Love it. And Nick, I always say we got to integrate what we've learned. So to close out, I want you to give me and everyone listening at home some sort of integration homework assignment. Because at the end of the day, if you listen to this podcast, got a couple good ideas, but then don't actually start having more fun, well, I mean, what's the point? It's kind of like silly, you know? So what do you recommend we do that would be kind of easy for us to start implementing today?
Awesome. So one of the things that we do with every group that we meet is it's a shared experience, and it starts with each individual writing down 10 things that are fun for them, right? And people go, oh my God, I can't think of 10 things. Yes, you can, right? There are 10 things. And it's not things like, it's not like jumping out of a plane. It doesn't have to be that. If it's knitting, if it's, you know, taking a walk, if it's reading a book, if they're fun for you, then absolutely write those things down. You'll be surprised how many things are fun for you. So the next step is do one of those things each day for 5 minutes. I mean, just take a little bit of time. Make sure you do one of those things that you're nurturing yourself, you're fulfilling yourself. And then beyond that, the shared experiences in a group or a team, we ask you to share what your 10 things are. We guarantee this. We've done it with, you know, two people in 2000. It works every time. You will find shared experiences in every group, every team. And sometimes it really is a revelation. Like, I had no idea that, you know, you were, you know, an outdoors person, or, you know, you enjoy camping, or you like jazz in the park, you know, like, no idea. And so, again, you're forming new bonds and friendships that I think are just critical in the workplace.
Love it. So grab your team. Even just grab, I'm a sole proprietor, I can grab a friend. Let's both do our top 10 list. Let's share it. And we'll be surprised. We probably have a lot of commonalities, right?
I guarantee it. I guarantee it. And you can do it at home, you know, like with, you know, with family and friends. So,
Yeah. You can do it in the car. You can do it with family.
Right. Great little exercise. Yeah.
Tell us one more time, Nick, how do we stay in touch and continue to keep us in your world? Wait. Keep you in our world. I said that one backwards. It's a Monday.
Works both ways, right? So so it is thefundept.com, thefundept.com. We'll get you to our website. You can make inquiries directly from there, learn more about our company. We have some videos on our site that, you know, are insight into the kind of work we do. Or reach out to me directly, nick@thefundept.com. I'd be happy to help you.
Thanks again for coming on, Nick. It's been fun.
Cheers, man. Thank you, Ben. Always.